is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Always those that are slightly distorted and always providing the wrong kind of feedback.
Hey.
Why we can't have nice things starts us down in San Antone. This just actually not too many hours ago. Just over 5.5 hours ago, there was a big old melee, a 3 a.m. food fight at a San Antonio Whataburger. It sparked a big old brawl. All involved, ages 21 to 57. How would you like to be the 57-year-old roped into that?
Crying out loud.
Arrested for assault causing bodily injury. A Whataburger says guest employee safety, top priority, and they will be conducting an investigation. But this 3 a.m. food melee at the San Antonio Whataburger. About a seven-person brawl right there. Seven people. Or six, seven.
You know, nursing a broken heart is not easy, but don't expect to cast a spell on your ex in retribution. No way. A gal by the name of Tallulah Rose said she called a witch to try and haunt her former love, but was flat out denied. Instead, she got a nice suggestion that therapy is a much better option. And to be fair, do you really need a witch to haunt your ex? No. That's what our girlfriends are for, ladies. Thank you.
I tend to find the ex haunts you.
How would you have it hung up?
Let us go to New Jersey. This past Saturday, a 25-year-old woman was there in line at, it sounds like, a grocery store. It sounds like a Marshall's in Kearney, New Jersey.
Marshall's.
Sounds Marshall's right here, just outside of New York City. And this line was going very slowly, evidently. Way too slow for 25-year-old Amber Thompson, who decided to, while she was there, and it was right there next to the checkout line that she was waiting in. All right. I'll buy these kitchen knives and stab the woman that's in front of me taking too long.
What?
Yes. Cops have arrested her for aggravated assault. The other lady will be fine. Actually wasn't injured all that much, believe it or not. But that is definitely an impulse buy. That's right. They got you in line, didn't they?
Crashes happen for a variety of reasons. Inattention, slippery roads, road hazards, or the scariest of them all, the chupacabra.
Ooh.
This happened to a man in Bedford, Indiana. Claims one ran in front of him on the street, and he wound up in a big collision. He also wound up in handcuffs on DUI charges thanks to his slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and fragrance of alcohol.
Because of the chupacabra.
Yeah, it's all the chupacabra's fault.
Prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Prove him wrong.
Oh, you're in trouble, dum-dum.
You gotta be careful.
I'll give it home. They'll
get you.
Well, here's a driver that tried to prove that he was legal. California Highway Patrol stopped a driver this month who had a license plate on his vehicle. And the problem was it was hand-drawn. That's not good enough. Even for California.
Dum, 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 dum.
Joshua Neil Garrison may want to give up his life of crime and get a J-O-B. He was arrested for breaking into multiple homes in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Hey, now.
Causing a lot of damage. But to be fair, he did have a very good reason.
Hmm.
He seemed to be looking for pants because he was completely nude at the time. Because Florida.
Yeah.
It's gonna Florida.
Yeah.
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 Dum, 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 dum.
Gotta have pants. And then stay in Florida and end in Florida and a couple in Florida. Now facing charges after they allegedly left their 16-year-old son by himself on the side of the road and told him to, quote, fend for himself.
Oh, my.
Well, they did leave him some cash.
Okay.
And a, quote, bag of handguns.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, state of Florida is considering possibly 2025 Parents of the Year.
Dumb, 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 dumb,
that's preparing them for a Florida future there.
Dumb.